This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood, in for Ben Johnson. If you are ready for a break from the actual Olympics, and TV ratings suggest that you are, there's another high-level sporting event starting in Rio today, depending on what you consider a sport. The E-Games, a two-day pop-up video game competition, will feature teams from the U.S., Great Britain, Canada, and Brazil competing for gaming glory and national pride. Marketplace's Rima Crace has that story.
That's the sound of Super Smash Bros., the video game that will test the skills of some of the world's top players in Rio this week. Chester King is the CEO of the International E-Games Group.
There's some fantastic benefits, you know, life skills and cyber skills by playing these games. I think at the moment, still kind of not validated or accepted.
King is out to create an Olympics-like event for esports. No cash prizes, just medals, national pride, and bragging rights. By some estimates, there are more than 150 million esports fans across the globe.
Esports is really growing at an exponential rate.
Jason Lake is head of Complexity Gaming. He says most players are young, unplugged from traditional media, and hard to reach.
Esports is a goldmine when it comes to marketers, and we're starting to see that with large brands like Coca-Cola and Intel and Nissan and others.
E-games could tap into that goldmine post-Rio. Bigger tournaments are planned alongside future Olympics in South Korea and Tokyo. I'm Rima Crace for Marketplace.
All the E-games action will be streaming live on Twitch.